For ease of listening, footnotes and scriptural citations included on the print version are omitted from this audio version. Accountability to God. The Bible is clear about what God expects from those of us who preach His Word. Since authority to do the work of God comes from God Himself, we are accountable to Him for how we fulfill our calling. The commission to proclaim the gospel is a sacred trust. In 1 Thessalonians 2:4, Paul stated, "As we were allowed of God to be put in trust with the gospel, even so we speak, not as pleasing men, but God, which trieth our hearts." Since we were allowed of God to fill this role, we must strive to please Him, not people. That concept is reiterated in Galatians 1:10. The apostle's accusers had charged him with adjusting his message so that it would gain the favor of his hearers. Paul responded by asking the rhetorical question, "Do I seek to please men?" and then emphatically answering with a firm no. He recognized that if he allowed himself to be influenced by the opinions of people, he could no longer be the servant of Christ, and he knew his responsibility was to God. The office of a minister is not simply a profession. The serious nature of our commission to preach is reflected in Paul's charge to Timothy, recorded in 2 Timothy 4. The veteran servant of God began this part of his final epistle with the words, "I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at His appearing and His kingdom. Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine." The word charge has the sense of a legal declaration. Earlier in the epistle, Paul had explained in great detail the responsibility which rests upon a Christian minister. Here, he indicates that in the discharge of his obligation, the younger minister is accountable to God and the Lord Jesus Christ. This accountability is also referenced in instructions given to first-century Jewish Christians, who were told, "Obey them that have the rule over you, and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls, as they that must give account." The words used in Scripture to describe leadership roles in the work of the Lord offer insight into the nature of our call and obligation before God. Watchmen. The first three chapters of the book of Ezekiel focus on God's call to the prophet. In Ezekiel 3:16-27, God likened the awesome responsibility that had been given to Ezekiel to that of a watchman. In those days, cities had walls around them as protection from invading armies. Sentries, or watchmen, were positioned on the walls to warn the inhabitants of an approaching army. This assignment involved serious responsibility and accountability. How could a city defend itself if it was not warned that an army was coming? God told Ezekiel that he was to be a spiritual watchman. He was to warn individuals of the urgent necessity to turn from iniquity to righteousness. He admonished the prophet, "When I say unto the wicked, Thou shalt surely die, and thou givest him not warning, nor speakest to warn the wicked from his wicked way, to save his life, the same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thine hand." Just as God made Ezekiel a watchman unto the house of Israel, He has called us as ministers to be watchmen. We are to be vitally concerned about the spiritual and eternal welfare of the people. And like the prophet Ezekiel, we will give an account to God for our faithfulness in fulfilling our assigned role. If we faithfully proclaim God's word, but those who hear us choose to reject the message, God will not hold us accountable. If we warn the wicked to turn from their wicked ways, we will have delivered our souls whether or not they respond positively. When the word of God is preached and taught in truth and purity, the responsibility shifts to those who hear it. Overseers. When the Apostle Paul met for the last time with the elders of the church at Ephesus, he exhorted them, "Take heed, therefore, unto yourselves and to all the flock, over the which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers, to feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood." The word overseer is from the Greek word episkopos, or one who watches over. Christ, the Lord of the church, has invested his authority in us as his under-shepherds, but our responsibility is to care for and feed the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood. Ministers. In 1 Corinthians 4:1, the Apostle Paul states, "Let a man so account of us as of the ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God." The Greek word translated minister means servant, or literally, under-rower. The word referred to a Roman slave whose work was that of an oarsman. The lowest deck of a Roman war galley was made of a single row of benches on each side of the ship, where the rowers sat. On a small wooden deck above them, so that all the rowers could see him, was the captain of the ship. If he wanted the ship to go forward, he would give them a signal to row. If he wanted them to stop, they had to stop instantly. Their whole business was to obey the master's orders. Like the under-rowers of Paul's time, as ministers we are to pay close attention to the orders of our captain and execute them immediately and without question. Stewards. In the same verse, Paul refers to preachers of the gospel as being stewards of the mysteries of God, and continues the thought in the next verse by stating, "Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful." A steward was literally a house manager, usually a trusted and efficient slave who had been put in charge of the household and given responsibility for the master's property and interest. Like the word minister, the term emphasizes subordination to the master. However, in the word steward, there is particular emphasis on the aspect of accountability. The steward was required to render an account for the manner in which he carried out his master's orders. Although he had been given authority over the house helpers and staff, he was under obligation to carry out the wishes of the owner. As ministers of Christ, we are stewards. We have been entrusted with something precious. Paul told Timothy, "O Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust." In other words, Timothy was to guard the deposit that had been entrusted to him. In Ephesians 3:8, Paul said that unto him, who was less than the least of all saints, was this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. What wealth beyond description is ours to proclaim, the matchless love and grace of God. We have been granted an unspeakable treasure in the gospel of Jesus Christ, but with our commission to be watchmen, overseers, ministers, and stewards comes great responsibility. We are accountable before God as to how we discharge our responsibility. Counsel to ministers. As ministers of the Apostolic Faith Organization, we are challenged by over a century of sound biblical teaching and instruction, as well as practices that are rooted in the holiness teachings that led to the latter rain outpouring in 1906. Our mandate from God is to remain true to those teachings.